Shanmugam, who you most all know, we've sent emails and pictures, and to date, he's my favorite Indian guy. And we've been hanging out for a couple years. He's been here 3 times. You've heard reports, you kind of know his history. For those that are new, Shanmugam was the first saved out of his village. No one born again. He was rejected by his family. He's been beaten for the sake of the gospel. And this guy's just given his life away for this thing. And I want to hang around guys like that. I don't want to hang around just guys that want to be famous and have big ministries. I want to hang around guys that are all in for the advancement of the gospel. And that's what this brother's been. And you know his story, but I wanted him to give you a report of what's happened since he was here 9 months ago, a year ago. Give your report and then share the vision of what's about to happen, and then we'll pray with him.
We are reaching the unreached villages, people groups. We are training more leaders, untrained people to be trained to go on mission. So I'm living in the south part of India. You can see Bangalore written there. So I'm living 50 miles...
I'm going to be Vanna.
50 miles away from Bangalore. So I'm making disciples, and I train my disciple to make disciples, which means multiplying disciples. Then we launch disciple-making movements. So far from last 2013 September when I met Sam in Keystone, from this time, we have reached 21 villages in the southern part of India. 21 villages. And in all these 21 villages, we made 55 disciples. And out of these 21 villages, there are 4 mountain villages. The mountain place called Jawadi Hills. You can Google it and see. And this is the Jawadi Hills, and there are more than 77 villages, small villages. From the downtown Vellore, it is almost 81 kilometers, maybe more than 50 miles, I think. We need to take a truck and go there and leave the truck. Then we go to the top of the hill, 3 more miles walking. So I took some of our disciples, 12 to 15 people. We go every month, and some of our friends, they go every week. Some of our disciples go every month. We have reached 4 villages. We went to village by villages. We went house to houses. We went to individuals to individuals. We did personal evangelism, and we personally made 7 disciples. There were already 2 believers, and we made them disciples. There are 10, 12 disciples they are worshiping. So out of these, we have like in 17 places, including this mountain, they're worshiping Jesus in different timings. In 7 places, they do worship in Sunday and Monday, and Sunday morning and evening. Some of the places they do Sunday morning till evening. They sit together whole day, they pray, they fellowship, they cook, eat, they again pray, they worship Jesus, talk about Jesus, they encourage each other. So we have got 25 leaders who are ready to die for Jesus. We call them terrorists for Jesus. We call them army of Jesus. We say them soldiers for Jesus. So they are, according to Luke 5:11, they are ready to leave everything and live for Jesus and die for Jesus. So they paid the cost of discipleship. So I'm training them, and some of them already made mission trips with me in North India, where a few years ago in Northeast, you see Calcutta, the word Calcutta, nearby there. Calcutta, there is a state called Bihar. It is called the cemetery of missionaries in India. And we were training 20 missionaries there. And down there, near southern India, Sri Lanka, north part of Sri Lanka, we trained 30 missionaries there. And at present, I'm training in southern India 22 missionaries. And those 22 missionaries are reaching 30 villages. So from my personal disciple making, we have got 25 leaders, and I'm training them to go on mission. So last 2 weeks, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me on reaching the unreached by training the missionaries and sending them on the unreached people groups. We knew 2,223 people groups are not reached yet in India, and there are 350 unengaged people groups. Unengaged means nobody ever gone there, nobody ever done anything.
So 2,223. Unreached
people groups.
Okay, so that's less than 2% believers, and then 350 that are unengaged. And so these have to be reached, okay? So,
so the Holy Spirit was burdening me, giving me passion on these unreached people groups. I made many mission trips, traveling to different parts of the India in remote villages and jungles, mountains. So the Holy Spirit is giving me to raise 2,000 missionaries, 2,000 missionaries, so that they, each one can go to the unreached place and they penetrate the people group, they live there, they have to die there. Someone who is ready to go and live among unreached people groups and make disciples and die for the cost of fulfilling the Great Commission. So I'm visioning, I'm prophetically seeing them. God is raising them somewhere there. God is preparing them. I'm going to get connected with them. I'm going to train them and send them. And this morning while I was having time with the Lord, I heard the word 2020. Then I was thinking, what is 2020? 2020. Within next 5 years. So I'm going to raise 2,020 missionaries. 2,000 missionaries in 2,000 unreached people groups. And 20 missionary leaders who would train them and supervise them, provide apostolic leadership and teaching and foundation. And it is going to be by 2020, I don't think that we are going to get done everything, but I would engage or I would start reaching these 2,000 more than people groups by these 2020 missionaries. And I heard the 2020, the word this morning. Yesterday I was talking to Simon. He was praying about that for the labors. I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. I was reminded of the passage in Matthew chapter 9, 35 to 39. Jesus was asking his disciples to pray for the laborers. I was thinking that then he prayed for laborers. So I ask you to spend time to pray for 2020 laborers to go on mission and live there, die there for Jesus, so that we would bring Jesus back to this planet Earth in India too. So I'm asking you to pray for that. So this morning I got the word 2020. Then I was inspired to go and read Acts 20:20. So I read, and it talks about Paul, Apostle Paul. He was doing public ministry, and he was doing ministry in the houses. So he was publicly preaching and teaching and declaring Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, God of Gods, and he's the only Savior, Son of God. And he went to houses, and he was meeting individuals and sharing about Jesus. And I read the previous verses 17 to 19. He called the elders of Church of Ephesus from Melita and other places, and he was talking to them about Asia. He said that I went all through Asia. So I thought, I'm from Asia. I'm an Asian. I'm in India. And the most unreached people of this world are in India, in Asia. And Paul did that. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me. You are continuing the work what Paul was doing. And you need to raise 2020 missionaries, missionary leaders for India to continue the work of Paul of declaring Jesus, by which we preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the end would come, the age would end, and Jesus would come and begin the new age. So I am requesting you, and I am confirmed this morning that the Holy Spirit told me by 2020, I am going to raise 2,020 missionaries based on these words, and we are going to continue the work of the Holy Spirit, what Paul did, what we are doing. And we need your prayers and partnership to get it done in our generation. Amen. For fulfilling the Great Commission.
Shanmugam has no infrastructure or machinery work or mission boards to get done what he's just said. So we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to mark some laborers that would give their lives to this work. And so this is a God-sized vision that will take our God to move. And praise the Lord, we can pray and we can do amazing things. Shanmugam lives in South India. Are you going to live there forever, or what's the plan?
I've been praying, and the Holy Spirit was saying me, you are missionary. You have to keep moving, and like Paul. And I many times told my wife, and even I'm writing here this week, so we need to be ready to move anywhere. Maybe most of the people groups are in North India. We may move there, and I want to be a model to be a missionary for these 2020 missionaries, right there being among or living among unreached people groups and engaging them, reaching them. So we may move. I've been telling them, and I'm waiting for the right time. So we want to be among the unreached people groups.
Amen.
So Jesus came here and lived among us. So that's what I'm believing. I have to go and live among them to reach them.
Amen. Tell them your wife's name again.
My wife's name is Shanti, which means peace. Great. Shanti.
And the daughters?
And I have three daughters. I named them after missionaries. First daughter is Ida Scudder. Her name is Ida Charlotte. So Ida is the medical missionary from America to India. She was the third generation missionary in her family. She built a hospital in Tamil Nadu, in my state. That's the biggest hospital in the whole Asia. And she was doing missionary work. So I named my daughter after her. The second daughter is named after Mother Teresa. Her name is Teresa Tamilarasi. Tamilarasi means Prince of Tamil people. So I named after Mother Teresa so that she would help poor people, needy people, and touch them, heal them in the name of Jesus and bring them to Jesus. And my third daughter, I named after Amy Carmichael. She's a missionary from Ireland to India. She was working among temple prostitutes in India. In Indians, in those days, they offered these girls, children, as offering and to gods, to the priest, and they were living in the temples, and everybody was abusing, misusing, all those bad things, adultery happening. So this Amy Carmichael, she changed her dress and everything. She was having eyes like Indians, brown eyes. So she was working among them. She completely eradicated that.
Awesome.
So I read all those missionary stories. So I named my third daughter after Amy Carmichael. Her name is Amy Sophia. Amen. Sophia is the Greek word for divine wisdom.
Awesome.
So Ida Charlotte, Teresa Tamilarasi, Amy Sophia, they are missionaries. I visioned them, I envisioned and named them. I told all the stories to my wife. I taught all the stories to my children. Even I took them to show some of the mission fields. So our family is a missionary family. We are missionaries in India, and we are going to raise 2020 missionaries by 2020. That's our prayer point.
Amen.
This morning. Amen.
And your name is Shanmugam.
My name is Shanmugam.
What's Shanmugam mean?
Which means the most handsome. And my parents knew that. That's why they named me.
Prophetic.
And my wife knew that. That's why she married me. Maybe.
Good.
So
good.
I am the most handsome for Jesus. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verses 13 to 16, the feet of the missionaries on the mountains are so beautiful.
Yes.
It's most handsome.
Yes.
Shanmugam.
So
amen.
He's a pretty footed Indian. We're gonna what? Yeah, there they are. Perfect. There's the family. So just want to let you see them again. This brother has been, we've had a couple days of just talking through some scriptures and wrestling through some issues relationally and communication-wise. And he's just really shown himself as a man of integrity and humility. He, in fact, offered to me, if we wanted to take the money, we're his main support. And if we wanted to take the money that we're supporting him and give it to North Korean pastors, that he would trust God for his finances. And I want to work with guys like this that have that kind of heart. And so we're not going to do that, by the way. But we just appreciate that kind of heart and that kind of devotion.